Hi guys, welcome back to the Anime Podcast. Now today I want to talk about a very, controversial topic, Yanko level. You know, I see a lot of people making reference to this Yanko level continuously, throughout the anime One Piece universe, in discussions on forums, in the comment section of YouTube videos and all of these things. And I think I want to make a point specifically clear right now. When someone say that someone is at Yanko level, when most of us in the fandom normally use it to refer to someone's power level. But in reality, Yanko level is more speaking of a position. It's, normally persons that occupy Yanko level are strong indeed, most definitely, as we have seen. So I guess that is one of the reasons why we sometimes think that people who are Yanko level are the strongest people in the world. Not necessarily. There could be some strange man that like admiral levels, why you think we were able to see this? What's a blind admiral name is? Just out of nowhere come and he's one of the strongest admirals that we have ever seen, despite the fact that he has not been an admiral for years, right? He just occupied the position. There are strong people walking around there, like Garp, for instance. Garp is still a vice admiral, not a full admiral, but he's probably one of the strongest persons in the One Piece universe. So sometimes we get confused and we think that Yanko, when we hear Yanko, we forget that it's simply just a position, in terms of influence and prominence in the pirate world, right? Your own territory, your own a large crew, you have a large influence. Same thing with Shibukai. Right, these are people who are powerful, strong, yes indeed, but more importantly, influential, right? And if you think I'm lying, pay attention, right? These Yankos are normally people who control territories and all of these things. So, yes, even though most people who are Yanko are strong, it's not necessarily a power scaling thing, it's not necessarily saying that people who are Yanko are this strong. It's more like saying people who are Yanko pose a huge threat to the government simply because of their influence and the ideals and the things that they are trying to accomplish. Not entirely because of their power level. If you think you get what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm making this one short. I just wanted to make that point because I realize it's a huge discussion that is continuously taking place online and I want to give my input. Yeah, not two put. Yeah, so that's my point. Let me know what you guys think. Do you think I'm wrong? Does it make sense? And until next time, I'll see you in the next episode.